A reading from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1-10. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child and had him stand among them. And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like a little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever becomes like a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone calls one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of things that cause people to sin. Such thing must come, but woe to the man through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed and crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. If your eyes cause you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the faces of my Father in heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Unless you change, Jesus said, and become like little children, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven. What is it about children that we should become like? As Jesus wants your life and mine to be one where his kingdom comes, where his will is done. That's what we're thinking about these Sunday mornings, the beginning of 2019. A child is who Jesus gives us as a visual aid of what he wants us to become like. And I'm going to suggest this morning two childlike qualities he wants to restore in you and in me, for you and me to recapture, not so we become childish, but childlike. This is the work of Jesus' Holy Spirit. He wants us to become like little children. God's word is saying to us two ways that I think Jesus is talking about what, inviting us to walk in with him. And at the end, one way of receiving this truth is to receive, as I said earlier, the signs of God's kingdom, his bread of his body and his wine that we take into ourselves as a sign that Jesus wants to live in us and grow these childlike qualities in us. I think a clue to what Jesus is talking about is in this sentence. I often used to say it when I was a child. And what I want to invite you to do is just give me a little nod of recognition if you said it or thought it, or if you haven't a clue what I'm talking about, and you just go, or just give me a nod. When I grow up, I want to become. Did you ever say that? A few of you. When I grow up, I want to become a... from the age of 5 years old, I was saying this sort of thing or thinking it quite a lot. At the age of 8, I wanted to become a striker for Tottenham. Yeah. And don't they need that now? I mean, when I was 11 years old, I wanted to become a leg spinner, that's a cricket player of a certain kind, for England. And don't they need that now? If only they'd listened. When I was 13, I guess, I wanted to become a 10,000 meter gold medalist. When I was 14, I wanted to become a stand-up comedian. When I was 15, I wanted to be a radio presenter. Yeah, all sorts of things. Well, I wonder what you wanted to become. Well, you can think about that. Jesus wants you and me to become, whatever we do, childlike. When I grow up, childlike quality, number one, Jesus is talking about a child wants to grow up. A child knows they need to grow up. A child knows they're meant to grow up. They're not the finished article. And they are good at asking and receiving from grown-ups they trust. Here's your visual aid, Jesus says. Whoever, verse 4, humbles himself like this child, they're the greatest in God's kingdom. The characteristic Jesus is talking about of a child, especially a newborn one, is that they need everything and are not ashamed to ask. In the middle of the night, a little baby is not ashamed to cry out and ask for what he or she needs. It's kind of worrying if 33 years later, the child is still waking up in the night and crying out to mom and dad to say the same thing, because in the kingdom of earth, children grow up to become independent. In the kingdom of God, do not grow up to become independent of your heavenly Father. As Jonathan said, the purpose of our worship is to fix our eyes on Jesus. He's an ever-present help. He is ever-present in times of trouble. He is ever-present in all times. He's the rock, the fortress, the rescuer, as the psalmist said that we heard. He will be your rock, your fortress, your rescuer, if you've asked him to live in you. Receive him. Receive him. Children are good receivers. We grow up to kind of not even want to ask for directions when we're lost. Do not become like this. Become, in this sense, childlike. The thing about God as our Heavenly Father, he never says, oh, can't you just sort it yourself? He never says, I am so busy, I wish you wouldn't bother me. He never says, oh, get on with it on your own. If you then, said Jesus, Luke 11, verse 13, he said, if you then, even though you are evil, strong word, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to who? To those who ask him. So here's the first childlike quality. Become a child as a receiver, moment by moment, day by day. Be like them. When I grow up, I want to become a receiver of Jesus, leaning on him all the time. Jesus once told a very religious man that to enter his kingdom, you must be born again. This beautiful picture Jesus gives, recorded in John 3, verse 3, needs to be recaptured by the whole church. That's you and me. To be born again, as the gift of life in the flesh is not something a newborn baby achieves for themselves, so also life in the spirit is a gift from God. It's received by who? By those who ask. Children are good askers. They know they need to ask, and they receive. To enter the kingdom of God is only possible when you've been born into it. The last weeks, as we've been thinking about the kingdom of God, on different occasions in talks we've heard. The whole of Jesus' teaching has been said, has been summed up in one line in the first gospel written, Mark. Jesus came, wrote Mark, with this message, Mark 1:15, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Repent literally means a new mind. Change your mind. Become like a child. Change your mind from thinking that we can master life independently, as they know that they need help and are innately humble in this sense. So we're called to be like them. You see, Jesus, who lives the most powerful, effective, fruitful life on earth, he lives this out. He's one who can walk on water. He can feed a crowd with a packed lunch. He turns water into wine. He raises the dead. I would be tempted to think, wow, I'm pretty good. But Jesus lives moment by moment dependent on his Father. He says what the Father tells him to say. He seeks where the Father is leading. He seeks first the kingdom of God because he is the kingdom of God in connection with his Father. And when you're born again, when we're born again, Jesus lives in you. The same connection Jesus had with his Father is possible for you and me. That's why we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. Easy to say in a church, pretty difficult in some of the places you and I might be walking into this week, where it doesn't seem like anybody else is doing that. The psalmist gives this beautiful picture. Wherever you are, lift up your eyes. He's talking about the hills. Maybe you lived in Innsbruck, where I used to live. There are hills, mountains, in fact, all around this Austrian city. And whenever you look up, you see them there. The psalmist is saying, wherever you are, wherever you're walking this week, including in the places that feel like walking through the valley of the shadow of death, just lift up your eyes, for he's an ever-present help. There's a phrase in the news the last few weeks. It's pretty important to some of us. It's all about how you can get a settled status in this country. Have you heard that phrase? Yeah. If you didn't have a British passport, I'll tell you, you would have... And you might have been praying for many years, I know some of you have, to get a settled status. It's a big cost. Some of you know this because you paid it, and it's a big struggle, and some of you know this because you're in it. Here's the thing. In the kingdom of God, you have settled status. And it is a big deal, and it was a big struggle, but Jesus paid that cost, and he went through the struggle. Does this make sense? On the cross, his final words were, effectively, it is settled. It's finished. Now it's possible to be born again. It's settled. For anyone who repents, who changes, unless you change, from living the old way of performing and doing and trying hard, and turns the childlike way of receiving, you have a settled status. You receive the status of being a child of God. That's who I want to become when I grow up. And you have a settled title, a title of a saint. That's why everyone who's born again, all who are born again, are all saints. They don't earn it. And we keep growing in this if we keep receiving the words and the work of Jesus' Holy Spirit. Childlike quality number one, be a receiver. Number two, be a believer. Have you noticed how the dreams of children can be written off as childish? Great thing to treat children's dreams as very precious things. But when somebody says that, when I grew up, I wanted to become a stand-up comedian, people say, don't make me laugh. Think about it. You know? And it kind of pours cold water on anything that's believing or dreaming. And this can get by default into our souls. So the childlike quality of believing sort of gets God pared down into a little box, and our expectations of him get pared back. But God's kingdom that has come, and his will where it's done, has a purpose, a future, an imagining of your life and mine bigger than we could possibly dream of for receivers of Jesus. His resources are infinite. Doesn't feel that way in the workplace, the hard place, the family place, the difficult place. But God is saying, my resources are infinite. You'd better believe it. Have the childlike quality of being a believer. Jenny, 2 weeks ago, was speaking about Jesus' story of the good and faithful servants who worked for their Lord. If you were here, I don't know if you remember it. And the good and faithful ones who worked for their Lord with the gifts he had given them. When they'd done that, the Lord came back and he gave them more to look after. This is a picture of what growing up in the kingdom means. You get to partner with more and more of what Jesus wants to do through you. And you become increasingly aware it's impossible to do unless Jesus turns up and helps you moment by moment. Moment by moment, you need to look up to the hills and to know that he is ever present. Don't lose the childlike quality of believing. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's like treasure buried in a field, Jesus said. This treasure that we haven't seen, can't even imagine it yet. Wow. It's mind-blowing. And this could be doing anything. I was talking with someone this week about the possibility of God calling them into becoming a vicar. Great, great thing. But anything God calls us into is a great thing. It's like treasure buried in a field. And here's the truth. Whatever it is, if it's God's calling, he's going to equip you and me for it. And when he equips us for it, when we're in his kingdom, because we are his kingdom on earth, amazing things, unimaginable things can be done through us. You get to live out the kingdom life. That's a transformed life because you've switched kingdoms from a kingdom where it all depends on you to the kingdom of Jesus. On the cross, Jesus has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, which we were living in, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. That's Colossians 1, verse 13. We've switched kingdoms. Don't go by default back into the old kingdom. And in the kingdom of the Son he loves, we have the redemption, the forgiveness of sins. You better believe it. Children have the gift of believing. Maybe because they haven't been disappointed as much, so anything is possible. In the kingdom of God, you receive from a God who isn't disappointed in us. A new start. That's what redemption means, the forgiveness of sins. All the old disappointments we have been, or the disappointing things that have happened to us, we've been rescued from that dominion of being dominated by them. We had better believe it. In the kingdom of the Son, our competence comes from him who's the Lord. Our calling comes from him who's the Lord, whatever the calling is. Our equipping comes from him who's the Lord. And the Lord is Jesus, who's not disappointing. He really isn't. Like the parable of the talents, that story Jenny was preaching on. We have what we have now. And simply using them faithfully wherever God has put us. And he wants to give us more. So we become more dependent on God. As John the Baptist said, he must become greater, I must become less. I need you need, God's kingdom people needs, our Heavenly Father. As the worship bands come up, let me finish with this. That our worship, Jonathan was talking about this before. It's not only in song, but it's not least in song. It's declaring some of these truths. Who God is. And what worship, as I understand it, is meant to do is God speaking by His Spirit, opening ourselves up to Him. It's why we praise the Lord, O my soul. And the psalmist who we've quoted quite a lot, he's a child of God. And he doesn't always feel like it. Sometimes he's in trouble. And God speaks to His Spirit through His worship that God is His ever-present help in the trouble. And our worship is a way of lifting up our eyes to the hills, lifting up our soul. It's letting God speak of His enduring love into our hearts that have love of a limited kind, His sovereign power into our lives that have power of an inexhaustible kind, His faithful presence and possibility in a world of a disappointing kind. And Jesus has redeemed us out of this. And worship is one way of turning from the old to be born again into the new. It is why the angels in heaven say, do not look down on one of these little ones. The angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Would you please stand? And if you need you're particularly aware of your need of the help of Jesus, power of His Holy Spirit, His presence in the places you walk into, you've been walking in the last days and you'll be walking in the coming days. Our prayer ministry team, it's on my left, your right, we'll be over there and we'll pray for you. And our time of worship is going to lead into the prayer leading into communion, which is one way of responding, of saying, Jesus, I need your presence in this sign you've given us, the bread and the wine, your presence in my life. I want you to change me from the inside out, to be better at receiving from you, to live a life of believing in you, who have rescued me from the kingdom of disappointment into the kingdom of you, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for this amazing gift, Lord Jesus.